two.
Peace.
Two.
Hello, welcome to episode 106 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
Still getting over that sickness.
Yeah, sure.
I'm good.
You know, John's wife last week was like, hey, maybe you should tell Tim you're sick for the comic, and I'll have to find one of his best friends to fill in.
That would not go over so well.
All right, we hope you guys enjoy the show. Looks like we have someone waiting very patiently to call in. OMG, it's JAD. Welcome to 2B Start Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, how's it going? Your voice is so soothing. I'm sorry. It was exciting.
It's all the girls get hypnotized, even the guys, too, but that's a problem.
Well, hey, where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Virginia. Cool.
My question is, what would you guys rate your favorite Nintendo systems in, like, order? And it doesn't have to be, like, by graphics or anything. It has to be, like, nostalgia and your favorite game was on it or something like that.
I would probably go with the GameCube. I had a lot of good times on the GameCube. I really did.
I enjoyed the GameCube more than I think most people would admit to myself, but I'd have to go NES as number one. I mean, I played that for a decade and never got sick of it, so I don't see that happening with any other Nintendo console. Not to leave out the N64... For the time, I did enjoy that. I mean, I played more GoldenEye than I can, remember. But it just doesn't hold up. I think, Ray, you probably agree.
3D graphics were still kind of too much for the consoles at that time. Especially if you go back. I mean, a lot of those games just look atrocious.
Awful.
It's so bad. And I know when I played, Ocarina of Time, there were a lot of graphical issues that actually kept me from enjoying the game. Not because I'm like, oh, this looks bad, but I'm like, I'm confused because I can't tell what this is.
I'm not that old, so, well, I'm not calling you guys old, but I wasn't really around for much of them. I would have to say probably the GameCube because, Wind Waker, one of my favorite Zelda games.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
A bunch of other games that were great came out on that, and the SNES playing stuff on the virtual console, stuff like that is really good. And the Wii for stuff like, even though a lot of people hate it, it still has some good stuff on it.
I mean, we're still, maybe halfway through the Wii's life cycle probably, so far so good, I'd say. What can I call you instead of OMG, it's JAD?
James.
James, that's much easier for me to spit out there. Well, James, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you checking out the site.
No problem.
Well, that was a lovely little call there.
Great question.
You know, Tim, can I just say I'm happy to have you back.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like John and everything, but you helped ground me a little bit, I think, right?
Yeah, I just say shut up, Ray. We're done with that topic.
I think it's your tone of voice helps me keep mine down a little bit,
helps
keep me in range. With John, we both start kind of get going, and then I just can't stop, right?
By the time you're done, you both sound like, 6-year-old girls, and it's so high-pitched, I can't handle it.
Did you listen to the last show, by the way?
I'm going to, because I read the comments, and I'm like... Okay, I gotta hear what this is about here. There's some controversy going on. And
right. Can I just iterate? Because I want to clarify what I was saying a little bit last week. I'll make this short, I promise. Which
okay.
is, here's the person I don't like. It's the person who says, I didn't understand the comic, therefore it's not a good comic.
Okay? Yeah, that's...
Now, some people can misinterpret that as meaning, I got the comic and I didn't like it. And I don't like that person. No. It's fine. If you got the comic and you didn't like it, that's fine. I totally understand all different kinds of humor. That's great. But the people who didn't get it and therefore deem it's bad because they didn't get it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there were a lot of people that don't care about sports or don't follow, the news or whatever.
Yeah.
And sure, I would not find the comic that funny if I didn't know about what happened. Now,
right.
I thought it was strange that anyone in the world could not know what happened, but, that's just me. So I apologize for my living under a rock comment. I shouldn't have said that. So
I would like to add that I am very happy with all of our readers. I'm really happy people read our stuff and comment and say nice things, bad things, whatever the case may be. I'm very thankful for everyone. You know, I follow some other stuff where I've heard people say things like, you know, my video, it didn't hit 100,000 people yet. I don't know what's going on. You know, I just thought more people would like it, you know? And it's that thing of like, what? How can you say those things is my first reaction. But then I'm like, people like that will never be happy, you know? They will get like a 1 million hit video and then they'll be angry because their next video didn't get a million hits, you know? And there's that, it's the level of expectations, which again, going back to that, the sole problem of our entire earth.
Yeah, it can be hard when we get excited about a comic and the reception's kind of eh, you know? It's like,
yeah,
that's disappointing just because we loved it so much and we would love for other people to love it as well. But
right. When
you put your stuff out there on the internet for everyone to see, you have to be able to take whatever it is, the good
right.
and the bad. I mean, we've been pleasantly surprised at times when comics that we didn't think were spectacular just soar. So
right. There's
good and bad.
We could do certain things that would definitely drive up our traffic, but I would just never feel good about doing them. I just feel like they'd be cheap ways out. I mean, there's a lot of sites out there, I think I've gone off on this before, where they're like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Send me your, you know, that stuff. You know, it's like, come
right.
on, like... I mean, Shane Dawson does this all the time, where he tries to connect emotionally with all his readers and all his listeners, you know?
Mm.
It's like, okay, on one hand, it's nice you're trying to connect with them. On the other hand, you cannot possibly be connected with every single fan. Like,
right. Like
this, it's kind of like a fake reaching out in a way. Like, you know, I want to hear how you guys feel about this. And, you know, I really care about your thoughts and your feelings. So, like, do you really, or is it just to drive up traffic?
Well, when the feedback becomes, like, kind of free labor, it's like that's the entertainment of the show,
and that's why I don't mind taking callers, because we get to actually interact with them.
Yeah, it's not like leave a message and we might play it during the podcast to
right.
full time, you know?
Yeah, it's like you can leave us comments and we'll read them, but
we read every comment, but
definitely
that's up to you.
Well,
you know?
With that, let's move on to comic talk. This week's comic was Blueprint for Success. This comic kind of ended up in a very different place than where we started with it.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where really no remnant of the original idea lasted in this.
True.
Because you were playing Super Mario Bros. Wii, and you were commenting like, hey, the Lakitu was dropping spinies onto an already turtle shell bouncing back and forth area.
Yeah, for like 5 minutes until I got to 99, you know. And
right.
See, that just got me thinking about like, man, I'd hate to be him having to report back to Koopa. Like, I could see Koopa there, you know, like, well, how's the battle going? Well, the good news is I used all my ammo. The bad news is Mario now has 99 lives, and there's almost no way he's not going to get here without dying, you know?
And then Bowser's like, well, so at what point do I just hand him the princess?
So that was
kind of the original joke. It's like, what if Bowser's watching different screens of different enemies doing different things, you know? And he's
mm-hmm.
like, why do I bother anymore? You
right.
know, that-
yeah, and I'm pretty pleased with how it turned out. There was obviously more writing in this one than there were...
I'm happy about that. To me, it's kind of a classic Toopy Stark comic to me.
Yeah, well, I like the whole, you know, each panel is its own kind of joke sort of thing, and
mm-hmm.
you know, everyone will have their favorite, and you even got a lot of comments of people adding their own, that's always really fun to me when you know, people get creative with that stuff. So, you know, I think without the last panel, it's like a halfway decent joke, but it needed something different to end on, you know. You kind of added that the fact that he's on the staircase one-up trick.
And that was the implied joke was, you know, he's going to get 99 lives now. And it was kind of funny, like, because that Koopa Troopa is doing everything right.
Yeah,
he's by himself,
right.
You know, and yet it's going to bring the worst kind of a response from Mario.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I like that one. It's funny.
It is. It's great. I love it. It's and I like the style, too, with the kind of blueprint look. And
I just really like how you can come to our site and be like, I don't know what kind of a joke they're going to do this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, it'll probably be Nintendo or Sonic related, but it's like, oh, wow, blueprint style. This is new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind
of
thing. I like that.
And once you get to the end of the comic, you'll probably have noticed the new buttons and such that went up about a week ago. And
that's a long frickin' time, kind of.
I know. I think I asked for those like 9 months ago or something.
Well,
and
probably longer.
Maybe more.
I mean,
yeah, I was trying to
like,
be nice.
Just like once I show you the buttons, I'm like, hey, what do you think? And you're like, well, I never liked the old ones, so these are better regardless.
Yeah, I just, for whatever reason, I never got into the old. It worked fine, but
yeah,
I just didn't like it. Yeah. I gotta say, the new random button is pretty fun.
And
maybe for you and me more than other people, just because it's like we've been doing this for almost 3 years now, and so
what?
Yeah. I guess
this is our third Christmas, isn't it?
This is our third Christmas, yeah.
Wow.
We started in February, so we're only a couple of months away from our three-year anniversary.
Wow, but, that's crazy.
I mean, that's so many comics, and
right.
I just don't remember. I mean, if you named the title of a comic, I would have no idea. Right. I mean, some people leave comments, and they're like, oh, I just loved Undisputed Champion comic. I'm like,
right.
What is that? I have no idea. But I love the random button, because I could click on it, and it, like, oh, enhanced abilities. That was awesome, you know?
It's like a time warp to our place in life.
Oh, yeah.
Know? Like, it's so weird. It's so creepy. Like, sometimes I'm like, hey, I remember what I was doing that week. That's really messed up. Or like, I remember how late I stayed up for that one kind of thing. It's very sentimental in a way. It's kind of creepy.
And then even reading what we wrote about
to
attach the post, it's like...
Absolutely.
That was before Lily was born.
Oh my gosh.
You know, before Ray had a job. He was working at the pool. I mean, like... Right. It's crazy.
I was lifeguarding when I was doing this comic. It's so weird because some things in life you're like, man, that was so long ago, but something else from that same time period, you're like, oh, that felt like yesterday.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, how does that work? That's so crazy.
So that, I don't know. I mean,
just thinking back to some things about high school, you know, I'm like, I don't remember that teacher. I don't remember that class. Like, I lived through this experience and I don't remember any of that. How does this work? How much of what I'm going through right now, will I look back and be like, what was I doing when I was 24? Where was I living kind of thing? Like, it's really, wait, that's a webcomic I did? What is this thing? Toopy starts?
I don't know if that'll ever happen, but it could. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. But on top of that, we have the little tweet, Facebook, and email buttons. And, you know, if you enjoy the comic and you ever want a quick and easy way to share it on your Twitter account or whatever, it's there. And we love...
we don't have enough fans, by the way. I want more people reading our stuff. I need 1,000 hits.
Not that we need that.
Every second.
But if you know people are going to appreciate it or whatever, you know, we always love, new people to the site, so...
Yeah. And it's free.
It's free.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Dude Is Me, who said, really loved the comic. I actually discovered you guys a couple of weeks ago and then spent an entire workday reading your archive instead of actually working.
Nice.
Which was not bright, but totally worth it. Also, I want to say, as someone who reads a lot of webcomics, yours is one of the consistently better webcomics out there. Even the ones people seem to blank about are better than, say, anything Dueling Analogs has done in the last year. Ooh, them be fighting words. Mm. But hey, thank you very much for the comment. Very nice.
Yeah, that's great. And then... let's see if I can find it here. Yeah, my comment of the week is going to go to Ryman, who, as I mentioned earlier, chipped in his own tips for the book there.
Ooh.
And I'll just read the one I found the funniest. Tip 47, protecting of warp pipes, i.e. piranha death trap. There needs to be a piranha at every secret warp pipe. Unfortunately, all of you magically have to take a bathroom break when you hear footsteps above you. Your plants, the only waste you give off is oxygen. And that's I didn't think about using the piranha plants, but certainly the fact that they don't go up when you're right next to them makes it a lot easier to to deal. They're almost worthless, you know?
Man, we're just hauling right through the show.
Hey, that works.
At least it feels like it.
What do we got next?
Ricka Ricka Remix. With this segment, I mentioned a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it, and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix from Kirby Canvas Curse on the DS called I Want You Inside Me. Okay. And it was remixed by Halk. Let's listen in to a quick sample. And if you'd like to find this one for yourself, just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of 2P Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to the M4A version of our show. Well, Tim, it's time that we... It's time that...
You always... You cannot...
I cannot...
Man. It's time that we rise from other people's graves.
I don't know what it is, and I usually edit this stuff out so most people don't realize it, but I can segue into that. I can say the title, then do the intro, but if it's the other way around, never works.
Yep.
Rise from your grave. Many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by continually reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they?
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. Our only grave riser, I believe, was Aaron 90, who said, "Rising from my grave."
Rise from your grave.
That's it?
You're supposed to echo. You're not doing the grave echo.
I was going
to
say, I'm like, okay. Yeah, rise from your grave.
Thanks. I'm Aaron, 19 years old and a fan of webcomics and also a co-author of one. I think I've been reading the comics since around the time Brawl was nearly released. Because I wanted to play Brawl so much, I would have to find something related to feed my unhealthy addiction. And being from the UK meant I had to wait for like 12 more months. This comic
sucks.
Happened to be there, and I have been reading it ever since. I absolutely love these podcasts you guys do, more than the comics. I just prefer them. Don't hate me.
How dare you?
He goes on to say that our Landmaster Through the Roof comic is his favorite, so he hopes the roof is repaired and says they need to develop some kind of technique to make it appear under the roof rather than on top. Anyway, you guys keep on rocking. Make more fun podcasts. Well, I'll try.
All right. Yeah, next is Black Doom.
All right. You know what? There's a reason I edit this show.
Some people
are like, you know, it's too edited, Ray. Or it's only a half hour. It's too short. Good. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we don't want...
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. I'd rather people, be craving more than be exhausted from too much.
And I think some people got a taste of that last week, just a little bit.
Mm.
When they hear Ray going off on musicians and...
Maybe I won't listen to the show.
Time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. A little louder, buddy. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the most atrocious character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. Well, this is a bit old, but I saw this yesterday, and I have to bring it up. And I know I've heard rumblings about this, but I was like, I don't know enough. I've never looked into it. I never got the details.
The deets?
But it's the airport scene from Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, where you play...
Have you read about this?
Well, I know there was a big media flurry about it, right?
Here's the thing. The game... Within the campaign, apparently, there's a level where you get to play as the terrorists.
Because you're embedded with them, it's like a 24 type of deal, where you're, like, doing bad things because you're trying to get to the leader sort of thing.
You basically walk into airport security... And you all pull out your guns, and you just unload on everybody. And you kill innocent people within the airport, all right? So everyone's, like, running around. They're all freaked out. And you're forced to walk slowly, by the way.
Mm.
So you get to see your other terrorist buddies walking around slowly. You know, they're just, like, cool and killer, right? Like, they're just like, we're bad A. We're gonna walk around this place just killing everybody. And people are running, screaming. And it's basically like... I don't feel comfortable with that at all, to be honest. It's just this... There are clearly some messed up people in this world who would love to do that, okay?
Right.
It's one thing to have a game where you're the good guys shooting the bad guys, or, like, you're a group of aliens shooting other aliens, you know, and it's all bloodthirsty. It's like, oh, look, I'm on the other side of the aliens. I'm the red aliens now, so the blue ones. But,
not
like...
the blue ones.
But to... but to basically... have, like, a murder simulator in a game? I mean, that's truly how it felt to me. I'm like, this is sick and messed up. And it was very strange. And John Watts was playing at the time. He's like, yeah, this is not right. Even though he was, like, you know, meleeing people in front of him and shooting people.
Right. This is not right as he kills little children or something.
But that's my point. You're like, this isn't right, but you're in video game mode. Like, hey, I need to do this stuff. You know, like, I need
to
do what the game's...
You know?
Right, and yeah, exactly.
Kill as many babies as I can in 1 minute. That's a horrible achievement, Ray.
I gotta get it. I gotta get all the achievements, you know?
Oh, man.
Some people would probably carry out actual murders if it was part of their achievement plan, you know?
I believe
that's the creepy thing. So what was funny was when the level was over, Like, you're like, oh, hey, it all worked out. Bam, they take you out, you know, because they're backstabbers, right? Okay, look, we know we just put you through a terrible level, okay? Like a terrible mental test. But hey, you know what? It's okay, because we're still showing how bad these bad guys are, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got to have fun with them, but hey, the moral of the story is you never want to be one of the terrorists because they're only in it for themselves, you know? It's like, don't know if that makes up for it.
Well, and the thing is that the idea that you're embedded with them and kind of playing both sides, you know, you can do that without having to be so graphic about it. Like, maybe you're plotting something with them.
Because it was not done tastefully in any way.
Well, like, they're trying to get an emotional reaction out of you, but
I think you can get that emotional reaction from the other side. It was really like, let's have as much fun murdering people as possible. Like, you know, like, let's make it as cool as possible. Like, it was creepy to me.
But, very interesting. I know there were a lot of backlash with, I think Fox News did some uninformed report about it, and people were bashing on them. You know, I think some of the things they said were just inaccurate, which,
probably.
You know, you should have your facts straight. No one ever talks about video games correctly, you know, in the news.
Right.
But I mean, it's legitimate to say that that's too much. You know, there should be a limit. You know, this isn't some, like, AO rated game that, you know, when you're buying it, that you're buying something that's just horrific,
right?
And like pornographic and whatever else, you know, like, this is like big time mainstream. Most people are gonna buy this game if they have a system for it, type of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that, yeah, there's it's legitimate to question whether that should really be in the game. Well, my Black Doom is I don't know how I missed this back in, I think it was, whenever Punch-Out was released, Amazon had an exclusive, it's called the Punch-Out Amazon.com Exclusive Heavyweight Contender Kit. And you could, at the time, you could pre-order this kit for $35, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's now clearance down to $7, but I would say it's still about $7 too expensive. This is what you get in the kit. A King Hippo crown mini replica. First of all, it looks really lame.
It looks,
okay.
If I put that on, first of all, I'd look ridiculous. Okay. Hey, is that is that Rosalina from Mario Galaxy?
Exactly.
You know?
It looks just like Rosalina's crown. Which would make it a lot better, but it's King Hippo's crown.
Yeah.
man.
Well, they should have had an instruction like, hey, if you turned around 180 degrees, it's now Rosalina's crown, you
exactly.
know? Like, oh, whoa, dude,
awesome.
Sweet.
Okay, so that's the first item you get in this $35 kit.
Yes.
Then you also get a King Hippo desktop punching bag.
Okay, yeah, so it's the blow-up thing, yeah.
It goes on your desk, so it's like probably 6 inches tall, and it's a picture of King Hippo. And so you
what
can
if it's a full-size one that you put on your desk, you know?
Well, yeah, right. So you can flick it with your pinky. Okay, that's fun. Next, we have King Hippo boxer shorts, size large. Okay, first of all,
they're covered with Mario stars.
They're covered with Mario stars. Does that really what King Hippo wears? Because
I would assume they're being authentic with it. I do.
Okay, so
yeah, so first of all, this is a terrible role-playing thing in the bedroom, all right? You got the King Hippo crown and the Mario shorts,
all
right?
Well, if you get the shorts and the crown, that's all he wears, pretty much. So
yes,
yeah, you got the whole getup, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing you're missing are the Band-Aids, which I don't know why that was not included.
Well, you know, I don't know if I want to wear the used Band-Aids,
free
personally.
Free used Band-Aids?
Yeah.
Okay, next in the kit is a Doc Lewis Remedy chocolate bar. And I think it's like 1 ounce. Like, it's a little tiny, like, mini chocolate bar, okay? The packaging doesn't even look that cool, so I don't
know.
Think you'd probably eat it and then throw away the wrapper.
And how much is all this again?
35.
Okay, you know, total, I mean, with the game?
No, that's the problem.
What?
Here's the last product feature, Ray. The last product feature is kit does not include Punch-Out, the game sold separately. That's a feature.
That's the bullet point stuff we were talking about.
Yes, exactly. Being
the bad bullet point.
It's a negative bullet point.
Doesn't even include the game. A $50 value.
No way.
Not free.
But even, okay, so now they have the list price down to 20 and it's on clearance for 7.
Oh.
Which is still, can you imagine paying $7 for this? A bunch of crap that you don't want. And so so I'm going to read the description to you here. It says, just the thing for another round in the ring. This contender kit is an essential add-on for fans of the Punch-Out game. Remember, they use the word essential.
Right.
It's an add-on. It's an essential add-on. Wow. Kit does not include the Punch-Out game. Game was sold separately. The King Hippo boxer shorts are 60% cotton, 40% polyester.
I want to see the 10-year-old who's like, well, I want the boxer shorts, but 60% cotton? I don't know. I'm not sure how it's going to work in the wash so well. You know, I want to make sure I can keep them.
It has an elastic comfort fit waistband, size large, and regulation heavyweight wear. I don't even know what that means. But if it's for 3-year-olds, size large is probably, well, maybe that might be about right if you're...
Okay, yeah. Well, this is the U.S. we're talking about here.
Yes. The King Hippo crown replica is 4 inches high and 5 inches wide. Okay, look.
We're talking diameter, probably.
Yeah, it's smaller
right?
than a CD, basically.
Yeah, that's great.
So that's great.
That makes it even more feminine, by the way.
Right.
Because kings always like to wear really tiny crowns.
Exactly. Yeah,
really tiny, tall crowns.
And it's made of zinc alloy with silver plating. Mm. It has 5 custom inlaid jewels with a molded Punch-Out logo on the inside. Just so you know it's authentic, you know?
Right. Oh,
not something
of course.
Off the streets from some vendor selling knockoffs, you know?
Yeah.
Here we go. A little bling from the ring.
Aww.
This is the second time, Merry Christmas, honey. This is the second time they've used ring in some lame little bling from the ring and just the thing for another round in the ring.
To be honest, that sounds like something you would put in one of our comics, just to be honest with
you.
Just
to be
like,
funny. Okay, so the Doc Lewis Remedy Bar is 1.5 ounces of pure Belgian milk chocolate and is certified kosher dairy.
Oh my gosh.
Again, all these details are unbelievable to me. Here we go. The King Hippo inflatable desktop punching bag is 15 inches tall with a weighted bottom. A desktop knockout.
That's a fair size.
It's a pretty.
You know?
It's fairly right. big. Now, the bigger it is, though, the less I want it on my desk. So that's
right,
the problem.
Totally. Yeah. People are gonna be like, "What's that on your desk exactly?"
What in the? The amazing thing is that this product actually has a 4-star rating on Amazon, and I just had to check out. Here's one. 1 5-star rating. I was very pleased with everything included, except for the boxer shorts, which are very cool and seemingly well-made, but unfortunately give you cancer, according to the tag attached.
What?
Bummer. And I'm like, wait, what is he talking about? So then I kept reading the reviews, you know. Next person, here we go.
Yeah.
2 stars. As printed on the tag of the boxers included in this kit, warning, the yellow ink printed on these boxers contain traces of a chemical known to the state of California to cause cancer. They should not... And then he says, they should have used an ink that does not cause cancer. I love it.
Now, where's that bullet point?
You know? That's cancer-causing ink.
Total knockout.
Oh, yeah. This many 5-star ratings, even people that noticed the cancer warning still enjoyed the kit that much.
Well, it's like the person, you know, some people won't buy it for $6, but some people will buy it for 50, you know?
Right.
It's that same thing, but it's like, well, I won't wear it because it's cancer causing, but this person's like, you know what? I can still do it. It's authentic enough. I don't mind.
Oh, jeez. Love the bullet points.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so this week's song was submitted by Talduris. It's the title screen theme from Solstice on the old NES. Very cool song. Great musical misfit. So that will do it for this edition of To Be Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
This is forever implanted in my mind.
Uh-oh.
Regarding relationships. I had a, when I was working at the pools, there was a coworker, and she met some guy in New York or something, and she started dating him long distance, you know? And this has always haunted me. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. He calls me all the time. And then a week later, I heard her saying, oh my God, he calls me all the time. And I'm like, what do you want? What do you want, girl? Because, like, come on.
Do,
like,
you want him to call you, or yeah, do you not want him to call you?
He's doing the exact same thing. That's always kind of creeped me out about future relationships a little bit. You know, like, I'm going to be in one. They're going to think everything I'm doing is going to be perfect. But then they'll just change their mind about it. Therefore, it's no longer good. It's actually negative. It's like the things I'm now doing are bad things. You know, like, come on. Stick with this here. But Sarah's not like that, right?
No. She always loves everything I do all the time. That's not true. No, I think the things she's always liked, and the things that she finds really annoying about me are still pretty annoying to her. So
they're just getting worse and worse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Her patience is wearing thin.
But, right.
Yeah, I can't... See, she's pretty rational, you know? I'd steer clear of those psycho chicks out there. So.
Well, the problem is sometimes girls will get a little fixated on the bad things.
Mm.
And that overshadows the good things that are happening.
That's
even though
true.
They may be equal, they're going to notice the negative things. And it's not their fault. I mean, this happens with, I mean, guys and girls, perhaps, you know. It's that thing of, for example, let's say you stroke her hair for like 10 minutes, then you stop, right? She notices when you stop.
Right.
And then she's like, hey, keep going. And you're like, really? I've been doing this for like 10 minutes. Come on, give me a break. Like, I want to play Mario Brothers now.
Right.
But if you like flick her ear once, you know, it's not that bad. But if you do it for 10 minutes straight, oh, it's infuriating, you know? It's like the good things for 10 minutes, like, oh, this is nice, this is good. Bad things for 10 minutes, over the top, wants to kill themselves. Like, the bad things kind of...
If I flicked her ear once, she would flip out. So the bad things have absolutely no tolerance whatsoever, so...
Well, Tim, why don't you wrap up the call here? Wish him goodbye. I wish I could.
Fine, I'll leave if you want me to. Go off.
Yeah. So I don't know how to say this, but we're pretty much done with you.
What I'm saying is normally I kind of segue out, you know, and I'm like, all right, thanks for the. But like, this isn't the right. The wrong microphone's getting picked up, so it's going to sound really weird on the show.
Okay. Yeah. Working, so, Ray will certainly edit the call down to the good parts, but.